Milt Pulitzer here with this week's column from CourthouseNews.com. Should April 20th be a national holiday? I don't know, but I have a feeling it may become one by default. I realize this because the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit last week ruled against a lawyer who claimed his First Amendment rights were violated because the city of Arcata wouldn't allow a 420-day celebration in a park. It's not clear from the ruling what this lawyer would have expressed had he been allowed to celebrate, but the inference is that it would have been a laid-back, minimalist sort of communication because he didn't get around to suing for 4 years and also didn't try to get back to the park on subsequent 420s. If he'd just gotten off the couch and put some effort into celebrating 420, there could have been a different outcome. Be that as it may, this case presents some fascinating questions and hints at a brand new American tradition. The city officials around the nation decide it's necessary to shut down public facilities for the day. Might as well start shopping for greeting cards. Send your mom a box of munchies on April 20th. The questions are pretty obvious. Why does a lawyer spend years in court going up to a federal court of appeals so he can celebrate pot one day a year? Why does a city spend years in court defending its right to stop a pot celebration in a park one day a year? Is there not enough to do in Arcata? I thought the last question was the key here, so I checked out Arcata, California. 2014 population 17,730, on TripAdvisor. To my surprise, there was a list of 18 things to do. My favorite was number 9, Humboldt Crabs Baseball. I was so hoping it was watching crabs play ball in a round plastic swimming pool, but it turned out that the crabs are a human baseball team. Go Crabs! Number 8 is the Arcata Theater Lounge, which has some of the most astonishingly positive reviews I've ever seen. Like this one, quote, "Wow! This place is the best-sounding music venue in the country. I have never seen a bad show and have seen some totally amazing shows there. I highly recommend checking out anything there." Close quote. That reviewer either owns the place or is a guy who will want to celebrate 420 Day. One last question for your speculation. Is it possible that the Ninth Circuit had a hard time finding judges who could be neutral on the issue of marijuana celebration? Judges are under a lot of pressure. This could be understandable. I say this because there's an odd thing about this ruling. One of the three judges on this case heard in San Francisco was sitting by designation. She was a judge from Pennsylvania. It may have required a nationwide search to find her. Forbidden domains. Here's another question you probably haven't considered. What sort of business does Penthouse have? In case you're not familiar with Penthouse, it's a magazine and website with naked lady pictures and, I guess, some articles. At least that's what I'm told. So this partial sentence from a 56-page, highly detailed ruling, because you really have to study these kinds of issues, from the D.C. Chancery Court last week may surprise you. Quote, "Orny wife, like the other disputed domains, was not associated with, used in, or material to the Penthouse business," close quote. Some of those other disputed domains included boobfarm.com and nakedwithfood.com, which sounds delicious. Apparently Penthouse is much too tasteful for that sort of thing. Kafefi. See you next week.